What a game between Boise State and BYU down in Provo. Second straight Hail Mary win, pretty much, for Tanner Mangum in the squad. Nice catch by Mitchell Juergens to give BYU the lead with under a minute left. It's one of those results that had a bunch of different layers, a bunch of angles that you can attack. And one of the angles happens to be whether BYU is a dirty team. This is coming off of the offensive lineman who delivered a punch to a Boise State defensive player. Let's just say in a region that you don't want to be punched in. Now, I love watching BYU football, especially with Taysom Hill, an exciting player there, made me watch a lot of BYU games over the last couple of years. I will say there is some evidence that leads to the conclusion that BYU might be a little bit over the line of dirty. So I mentioned that crotch punch yesterday. The team came out today. Bronco Mendenhall said that the player who delivered that punch will face team discipline but will not miss any game time. That's not the first controversial play that BYU has had this season. In their opener against Nebraska, it was Jordan Preter who had a late low hit on a Nebraska player who had to leave the game for what looked like at the time to be a pretty serious injury. Again, after the ball was, well, incomplete, went low and tackled a Nebraska player. So those are already two incidents from this year's BYU team. Of course, last year, the season ended in the bowl game against Memphis with a high-profile brawl, players swinging helmets to deliver blows by that. Yeah, Kai Nakua come up from behind and punch somebody in the back of the head. A lot of ugliness that came from the brawl a season ago. I believe it was five BYU players suspended for this season's opener coming off of the brawl from last year. One game seemed sort of like a surprise to me, considering how ugly the scene was at the game. And the bowl game last year wasn't the only game in which the contest with BYU got a little chippy. In their game against Houston last year, there was an ejection against the BYU center for throwing a punch. There was a targeting call on Jordan Preter for what looked to be a borderline hit. In that game alone, the team had 11 penalties for 98 yards. Which brings me to my second point, and I tweeted out that BYU has mastered the art of playing in games in which the refs stumble to gain control, and that this happens in more of their games than it doesn't. Now, that's something that should be sort of taken as a compliment. I mean, the Baltimore Ravens in the NFL are another team that sort of fit the mold of being comfortable in games where the action gets a little bit chippy and or the refs have to do a little bit extra to gain control. And where that stat usually registers is penalties, because when a ref is trying to gain back control of the game, there's typically more flags being thrown. The game's being called closer. And the evidence is backed up in the amount of penalties that BYU commits and the amount of penalties that are in a typical BYU game. Now, last year, committed the sixth most penalties in the nation, had the fifth most penalty yards in all the country. And going back to 2013, they committed the eighth most penalties. In fact, BYU, since 2009, have never been amongst the 50 least penalized teams. Just going back to some of their games from last year, and pretty much every game that was close had a very high amount of penalty yards. Now, it's a little bit arbitrary of what you consider a lot of penalties for a game. Roughly, when you commit 70 yards of penalties in a game, you'd say that that game had a significant amount of yardage credited to penalties. Same with close to 7, 8, 9. Once you get to that mark in penalties, yes, that game seemed to be called a little bit closer, or that game was chippier than some of the other contests. That Houston game I referenced earlier, BYU 11 penalties for 99 yards. Houston had 8 for 83. 19 combined penalties, almost 170 penalty yards, that's a lot. Against UVA, BYU 12 penalties for 133 yards. Virginia had 8 for 86. Utah State, BYU had 12 penalties for 105 yards. Utah State 9 for 60. So again, more than 20 penalties combined between the two teams, more than 160 combined penalty yards. UCF, BYU another game, 9 penalties, 71 yards. UCF 4 for 44. The Nevada contest, 6 penalties, 75 yards for BYU, 6 penalties, 36 yards for Nevada. The Boise State game, another contest where both teams reached the 70 yardage mark in penalties. Boise State committed 8 for 70 yards, BYU 7 for the 70 yards. And then against Cal, 9 for 90 for BYU, 7 for 78 for Cal. So by my count, that's 7 games in which BYU had 70 penalty yards or more, and a majority of them, the opponent had at least 70 as well. So that's what I mean going back to my tweet. BYU has mastered the art of playing in games in which the refs stumble to gain control. This happens in more of their games than not. Give credit to a team that knows how to play when there's a lot of penalties being called, when the game doesn't have as much flow because there's a lot of stoppages due to penalties. There's an art to it, and BYU has experience in playing in those type of games. Now, I find this quote by Bronco Mendenhall, the head coach, pretty interesting, where he says he likes his team on the edge of playing within the rules because they're so aggressive. I think he has a team that does that. The thing is, when you go close to the edge, there are times where perhaps your team will go over the edge. So when you add up the evidence of the crotch punch, the late low hit against the Nebraska player, the fight, the brawl against Memphis, the punch and ejection against Houston, sometimes that evidence starts to pile up. At what point is there enough evidence to draw the conclusion that BYU is one of the dirtier teams in college football?